Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, bear with me there for a moment. We're trying here. Hopefully we'll be able to get this going. Praise God. Internet connection. Bad weather down here. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and open up. Hopefully, while we hear this, we try to praise God. Here. I'm just going to devil, I'll tell you, he sure want to make sure they're broadcasting. Go over. But you know what? He is alive. He is alive. I'm going to ask if we can get Pastor to yeah, bear with me for one moment. Hallelujah. I'm running a little behind and a lot of things going on right now. But you know what? I will say yes. I will say yes to your will. I will say yes to your way. Hallelujah. He is able. He is able. Hallelujah. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. We thank you for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, that we have this life. It is in your word, Father God, that you have brought life to us. It's in your word. So we praise you for it. We thank you for it, because your word says in everything, give thanks. But this is your will concerning us in Christ Jesus. So we take this time, Father God, fight up. Another way here. We can get it to this way. Alexa, play I Call You Faithful.
Oh, come on, Faithful, and similar songs on Amazon Music.
That is not what I'm saying. Alexa, stop. Play I Call You Faithful by Donnie McClurkin. Alexa, play I Call You Faithful by Donnie McClurkin.
Play I Call You Faithful, album version and similar songs on Amazon Music.
Y'all bear with me here.
I call again, you answer again, and I need again, you're there again, and I reach out again, you hold me once more, and it comes to me. One of the best, one of the best, one of the best, one of the best, one of the best,
Alexa, stop.
Never let me
Truly thank God for this day and for all of you all that was able to join in. We had a little audio difficulty there, but it's been straight now. And we're going to get into the Word of God and honor God. And truly, our hearts is with the Word of God and our hearts with those that have asked for prayer. I just want to say it's important that you know that God's word is that and that, and it doesn't change. I want to say God's word is that, and it doesn't change. And we want to just finish where we were yesterday over in Mark 4 and just sow the word. Brothers and sisters, if you learn anything today, please learn it. Parables are for those that are not spiritual. Well, preacher, how can you say that? Well, that's why I want you to read this so you can see it. Parables are for those that are not spiritual. But those that are spiritual, they need the Word of God. The sower sowed the Word, and that's going to be the difference. So when you read from 14 to 29 is all spiritual. When you read from 1 through 13, parable, it's flesh. But once you get into 14 to 29, it's spiritual. So, but there was a couple other scriptures that I wanted to add to this so it'll all make sense to you. If I can tell you, it's all about sowing the word. It's all about sowing the word. Not any kind of word, but the word, pure word of God. So therefore, it's all about hearing. Everybody don't hear. And that's what verse 13 said. Everybody can't hear this stuff. Everybody can't hear the word of God. But thank God today that you can hear his word. You hear it plain, it's clear, the same words that other people hear, other people don't even get it. And their God done bless you to hear it. So once you hear it, you can act on it. That's another way you can tell if somebody really hearing the word of God, they act on it. They know they can trust God's word. They ain't trusting their feelings. They got facts. Because they got the word of God. In chapter 8, verse 11, so you can see that it's not just at one place, but verse 11 it says, now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. So don't let people and don't allow people to tell you the seed is the word. Find that. It says, now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that heard, they that come, the devil, they that promise the devil and take away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. God showed me how much power the devil got, man. He used the power of distraction. He found a way to distract and get you angry, get all kinds of things happen just to get that word up out of you. And the part that I really like is he comes immediately. He said, but they on the rock are they which they heard receive the word with joy. And these have no root, which for a while they believe, but in time of temptation, it fall away. Man, I tell you, that's the way the enemy works. He bring temptation. He bring all kinds of things to get you off that word, to get you off your blessing. Remember, that word is a blessed word. So to get off that word is to get off your blessing. That's the last thing you want to do is let that word go. But I just wanted to confirm Mark 4, and apologize, Mark 4, verses 14 through 29. It's the spiritual side. The subject of the parable is the word, how to use it to produce a hundredfold. So any man that hear can produce. You cannot produce the God kind of stuff until you hear. Hearing the word is mentioned 10 times in the scripture. Mark 4:26-32, the growing time for planting to full growth. It's when the inner image of our success began to grow. Now, let me make sure everybody get this before Satan steals it, because all Satan's efforts are aimed at stopping the growth. A seed is much easier to pluck up than a grown, or if I should say, a full-grown root or a full-grown tree. That's what Proverbs 12:3 says. So if Satan can get you as soon as that word or that seed is planted, if he can find a way to get that word as soon as it's planted, before it really catch root and becomes stronger, and in your own life, you know, it's much easier when it's first planted than when it have time to grow and catch root and become grown. In Proverbs 12:3, I'm going to ask Pastor Cherie Proverbs 12:3, if she's able. You're able to read Proverbs 12:3, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. Proverbs 12:3. Reading it from the King James. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. Amen.
Satan would love to just pluck that up than trying to deal with the full tree. The image of our full redemption is in God. His word fills that same image in us that is in Christ. You know, a lot of times people don't know. That's what the word is designed to do. It's designed to build that image of Christ in us. And I think that's going to be fantastic, man. That same image. And if you stay true to that image, it will come to fruition. Remember Hebrews 1 and 3? Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself cursed out sin, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Now, there's a lot of meat on that bone right there. A lot of meat on that bone right there. Who being the brightness of his glory, the express and, the Bible says, and the express image of his person. And upholding all things by the word of his power. Who when he had by himself purged out sin. Man, if he done purged out sin, why do you think people think sin is bigger than Christ? Because he sat down on the right hand, he couldn't sit down till he had purged out sin. Then he was able to sit down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Christ did it already. But anyway, Romans 8:29 and Galatians 3:16-29. God sees the tree as being full, because that's how you see it through the word of God. All trees grew up, and so it is with us. We have to see things as the fullness of God. See, the disciple had no inner image of themselves. They had no inner image. And that's where the body of Christ is today. They don't, not all of them, so I'm not saying everybody, but a lot of them, they don't have that image of what the word say they are. They only got an image of the parable. Yeah, they got an image of the parable. So in the first 13 verses, that's parable talk. From 14 to 29, that's spiritual. That shows you the image that's in you now. It's spiritual.
Yes, amen.
Big difference. But until you're able to hear this, see, the word of God will bring you under conviction. Let me say that. The word of God is our contact with God. We're born again by the word, separated, cleansed. It never ceases to amaze me how God operates. I just think about things like for instance, heaven. Do you realize we're going to be so into God? There's not even going to be nighttime there.
Yeah,
man. It's not going to be night. It's going to be daytime all the time. We're going to be into God. I mean, we're going to be into a thing with God until we don't need the sun either. Sun can go on vacation. Mm-hmm. Only light we're going to need is from God, man.
Yeah.
I don't even think people are going to sleep. God's going to do something for us that never been done. He's going to cause us to 24 hours, 24-7, because we're going to be translated out of time into eternity.
Yes, amen.
I mean, it's going to be beautiful. At the end of the day, for those that can hear, not everybody, but those that can hear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. So it's important that we understand what the Spirit is saying, but it's more important that you hear it. Because when I get to telling you about the church, you'll never hear it. So if you get your hearing straight, align your hearing with the word of God. That's all. Remember what Jesus said in that 14th verse? He said, the sower sowed the word. Let me ask you who the sower is. How about that being Christ? The word came down.
Yeah.
These are they by the wayside where the word is sown. They call it the seed now. They call it the word. But when they had heard, Satan cometh immediately and take away the word that was sown in their hearts. Remember before, up there in verse 1, it was sown on the ground. Now it's spiritual and it's being sown in our hearts. Night and day, different. Most people preach a fleshly gospel because they just want to teach the people, well, you know, Jesus taught in parables. Yeah, he did, but who did he teach? The unspiritual people. Why? Because they had no root in them. They had no earth in them. So they had no spirituality in them, if you can get to that. And then the moment things happen, they lose sight of the word of God. Instead of going to the word for advice, going to the word for counseling, they go to fleshly stuff. Because remember that verse says, and the cares of this world choke the word. When you start caring more about the world's way, the word of God is going to get choked. It's going to get choked. Mm-hmm. And we all know once something gets choked, it dies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you're spiritual, you overlook that stuff. Like he said, the cares of this world and the deceitful lust or the deceitful riches and the lust of the things enter in and choke the word and it become unfruitful. So out of all that word you get, you allow the things in this world, the deceitful lust, And that's a whole list of that. And I like to start with money. That filthy lucre. I where it starts it. It can deceive you. That's the deceitfulness of Satan. I was looking at a program or the news yesterday. There's a lot of people. And I got to tell y'all, Cat Williams had said that on that Shake Shake, that's a lot of people going to fall. And they're going to fall because of that, the cares of this world, the filthy lucre. And he named them. He named them. So I don't have to name them. And some people say, well, you know what, you shouldn't put your mouth on a man of God. Well, he showed all kind of pictures and different things that, and it, from looking through the optical nerve, you would say, well, wait a minute, that ain't no man of God. Which stuff he's doing and people he's doing it with. Like Pop Daddy and all some of these other people, P Daddy, whatever they call it. Listen, brothers and sisters. In a day like the day we're living in, Satan will do everything he can to get that word from you. He will. But I'm glad that this word is being sown on good seed, on good ground. Why? Because you hear the word and you receive the word. And it brings forth some 30, some 60, some 100. That's in the spirit. I know a lot of people get it twisted and say, oh, well, you give a few dollars here, give a few dollars here, and that's going to bring forth some 60, some 30, some 60, some 100. They ain't talking about money. You got to go back between 1 and 13 to see the flesh. We're talking spiritual here. From 14 to 29 is spiritual.
Hmm.
But if you're not hearing, you won't hear that. You'll go, yeah, yeah, that's right. Let me give this money. And God ain't never told you to do that. Never. Ever. And he won't tell you to do that. That's not who God is. He gonna take your last and you not have anything. God wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do that as a parent. Tell somebody to give your child to give you their last. You wouldn't do that either. Well, what makes you think God is that kind of God? He is not that kind of God. It's not who we're dealing with. So you get a chance. You read Mark 14 through 20, 31, and you'll see that's strictly spiritual. Strictly spiritual. There's a couple other scriptures I'm going to share. I just want you to know what the word immediately means. The Bible says he comes immediately. Brothers and sisters, that means before you can even turn. Immediately is it had already happened. Well, and here's how he comes. He's going to come persecution, the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust of other things. They had no root in themselves or no confidence in themselves as believers. So that's what Proverbs 12 and 3 is talking about. See, when the people have cares of this world, they'll never see God's image in them. They're only going to see man's image. They're only going to see what they've been taught. But God wants you to get that word in you. And that image, like Christ, Hebrews 1, that same image will come in you. That same image. Satan don't want you to have that image. When you get the image that Christ has, you become one of the most dangerous individuals on the face of the earth as far as Satan is concerned. And that's the more reason you want to choke that word. Because of the cares of this world, he'll bring them all to you. The cares mentally, suffering, grief, and all kinds of stuff. I had to tell somebody yesterday, I said, oh, God got my sister. God got my daughter. I'm not going to allow my heart to grieve over something that not even grievable, that I should, that's out of my hand. Because, see, all it means is troubling and it's like an emotion affair that they were trying to get me to go into. The Greek word for cares, that ain't where I really wanted to go. Where I really wanted to go is care about the word, about that inner image, like Joshua 1 and 8. I'll give you all a good illustration. See, the word is to be understood. Now, let me tell you that, because Mark 4, 21 through 22. I'm going to ask Pastor Cherie Joshua 1 and 8. We're about done here. Joshua 1 and 8.
Joshua 1 and 8 reads as follows. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Amen. Amen.
See, God measures success by how much word you have in you. Not by how much money, not by how popular, not by how many likes. God measure the word of success based on how much word is in you.
Amen.
That, why do you think Mark 4:21-22 says, and he said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifest, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come aboard. Listen, brothers and sisters, God put all that word in you. It wasn't designed to just to stay in you. That word is designed to shine. That word is designed to make things happen. The word, now I'm talking about. The word.
Amen.
It's almost like harvest is guaranteed. The word is living thing that produces after its own. Because the word is a seed. The word can't produce anything but what it's designed to do, and that is designed to make us like God.
Amen.
That's what it's designed to do. The word of God. Now, I know you probably never heard that like that, but I want you to know, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and word with God. So God chose the word to make that image of him in us. So Jesus Christ was the express image of God. Why? Because he was the word. That first chapter in the 12th verse says, and the word became flesh. That image of God's glory is in us. When that word is in you, that's why 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. So what's in you is the word of God growing up. And we becoming more like Christ every day. That's what this is about. So how can the church, see, you got this. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. You won't know until you're able to hear. You won't either hear parables, which is for the world, for anyone that's not spiritual, or you're going to hear Christ. So you got to hear one or the other. I honestly believe when you read 1 through 13, that's flesh, that's carnal, that's the things of this world. But when you read 14 through 29, you're going to see that the spiritual side. Matter of fact, God named him Satan. He named him. In that same passage of Scripture, he named him. Call him what he is. Okay? All right. We're going to cap it off there. If somebody have anything they want to say on the Scripture, press one and we'll let you in. Let me get back over here. Yeah, okay, just press one. Anyone. Hallelujah.
That you said that was Mark. The last one about that was at Mark 14. And you started 21.
Mark 14 through 29. But those that, yeah, was not here when we first started, that was, that's what we gave out. Mark, now it's Mark 4, but the verse 14 through 29, I read it again. The sower sowed the word. Were you going to read it out of another version, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay, go ahead.
Get to that one.
Uh-huh.
I said, let me get to Mark. I was in Luke. I was in... okay. Mark.
Oh, that's Luke 8 and 11.
Okay, let me go ahead and read it up out of Luke, because I got it pulled up in both versions here. I have Luke, the 8th chapter, and I was going to read the spiritual side, but I guess I need to read it all, Pastor, from the 4th verse.
No, it'd be better, if you're going to read the spiritual side, it'd be better to do it from Mark 4.
Okay.
Because in Luke 8:11-18, that talks about the physical side. But the spiritual side is from 19. So whichever one you want to talk about, but I think it makes more sense and more to what's going on is you read it from Mark 4. But Luke 8 says the same thing, brothers and sisters.
Okay. Starting with this is verse 11.
No, verse 14.
14.
Yeah, are you in Mark?
The sower, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Pastor. Okay.
It says 14.
The sower. All right. So from the King James, it says, the sower, the word. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arise, for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. Have mercy. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not be set on a candlestick? Amen, amen. So reading that from the New Living Translation, he replied, you are permitted to understand the secret of the kingdom of God, but I use parables for everything I say to outsiders, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. When they see what I do, they will learn nothing. When they hear what I say, they will not understand. Otherwise, they will turn to me and be forgiven. Then Jesus said to them, if you can't understand the meaning of this parable, how will you understand all the other parables? The farmer plants seed by taking God's word to others. The seed that fell on the footpath represents those who hear the message, only to have Satan come at once and take it away. The seed on rocky soil represents those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word. The seed that fell among the thorns represent others who hear God's word, but all too quickly the message is crowded out by the worries of this life, the lure of wealth, and the desire for other things, so no fruit is produced. And the seed that fell on good soil represents those who hear and accept God's word and produce a harvest of 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as had been planted. Amen. So that's the spiritual side. So, as Pastor was sharing, when we're in the Word, we are able to produce more fruit. And why is that? Because we have God's Word. And that's what's so important. And you said something, Pastor, about how people, they want to gather the things of the world. They want to have that money. I don't know about other states now, but here in Ohio, they have the lottery. It used to be once a day. Now they have people having that, play the lottery, those that play the lottery, three times a day. And I said, wow, what happened to once a day? You know, when you looking at the news, they always flash the numbers up. And so these numbers come across your screen three times a day. We ought to be praying three times. Well, I won't put a limit on God's pray any time. But I was just noticing that. they, you know, and then people, you know, they say, oh, yeah, you know, it's up to whatever amount. And so they constantly plan, trying to win to get more instead of getting more of God's word and trusting God at his word. Because I remember when I was in the church, and that's what they want you to bring. And I would, you know, faithfully do that because that's what I was taught. But thank God now, the word of God and with pastor's direction is guiding me more into the word of God. And I can see now where God wants me to be, how he wants me to be. So I'm trying to share that with others, you know, that I come across, family members, friends, you know, whoever, and let them know what God's word says. And that's how we are to win people over, to show them the way as well. So I just thought that word was just powerful, Pastor.
Amen. Yeah, you got two kinds of Christians here. You got those that need parables. Or I should say you got two kind of followers. Probably the more proper way to say it. You got two kind of followers. So from 1 to 13, these are those that follow parables. And parables are something going on in the spirit, but we use a earthly illustration to explain it. That's from 1 to 13. From 14 to 29 of these followers of God who believes in the word, really believe in the word. And his sower sowed the word. And these are those that know how to do exploits in the name of Jesus. These are those that are spiritual creatures. Why? Remember in the 15th verse, it was talking about they that by the wayside were those where the word of God was sown. He said Satan came. But in that verse, remember in, what was it? The, I think it was the first verse, or the third, I think it might have been the second verse, but I'll look it up. It said in Mark 4, said Jesus was talking about, teaching them about the parable. And the third verse says, and he hearkened, behold, these went out to sow the sower. And it came to pass as they sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it called it the fowls of the air. Didn't call them Satan. Call it the fowls of the air. But then you go back down to 15, he calls Satan. He's the one. That's spiritual. See, it's two different groups here. He called it the fowls of the air, came and devoured it up. In the 15th verse, it said it was Satan who came and sold the word, because you were spiritual. So the people in the first 13 verse, they are fleshly minded, carnal minded, and they need parables. That's what they need to understand. But people that are spiritual know it's a devil, know that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. See, that's real. People that's in the flesh, they ain't wrestling, they ain't fighting. They don't deal with Satan. So they won't understand it if you telling them about. So Jesus have to give them parables. That's all. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Nobody else. Okay. Okay, we got one more. Overseer.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon to everyone. I thank God for the word, telling us about the word. In Genesis 1 and John 1 and 1, it says, God is the word and the word is God. If God is the word and the word is God, we got to read every day. We got to study. We got to pray. Couldn't just stop at three times a day. Sometimes we got to go more times. We never stop praying. We never cease to pray because we know that prayer works. And if God is the word and the word is God, we read the word, we get the knowledge that whatever the word said to do, that we're going to do that. We're going to stand on the word. And if you find yourself wavering from the word of God and you know that's God's word, just get back on track. He said we fall down, but we get up. But we don't want to keep falling down and keep getting up, keep messing up. If we fall down and don't realize we made a mistake, we got to get back into the word of God, because it said God is the word and the word is God. God is a righteous God. He don't commit no sin. And as we done leave out of the old way of doing, now we in the right way of the spirit, which is into the spirit in us, is the Holy Ghost. A lot of time we look at the building. Some of us have a building because of the situation, but we are the church, and the word got to dwell in us, and we got to be clean. God ain't coming want to dwell in no unclean place, and it give you instruction, but we just got to learn to be obedient to the instruction. When it say love your neighbor as yourself, years ago, I told the Lord, I said, That's a thing that we try to seem like it's so hard. I said, but if you get your mind make up and you give me strength, I know I can love my neighbor. I wouldn't hurt them because I don't want to be hurt. So I try to live a life that is pleasing in God's sight. Sometimes we put men and women up on the pedestal and we praising them all day long, all year long. But then we leaving God out. You got to put God first. He come first. He is the word. That comes first, and that's what's going to lead our life. That's what's going to straighten things out. So if we praying for others, we have to really know that we are where we need to be so we can get a prayer through. A lot of people call and ask for prayer, and I encourage them to pray for yourself too. I mean, it's good to say if you're sick, call for the elder of the church. But you also have to learn how to pray and believe, because you can pray for somebody if they're not accepting, they're not believing. You're just praying. Do what God said do. Do what the word said do. The sister-in-law asked for prayer for her sister-in-law. Her sister-in-law don't believe in prayer. She don't believe in prayer. She got another way of believing. But then the one that asked me, she said, I thank you for the prayer for her. I say I'm praying to God, and I'm asking God to do what he see fit. It ain't about me. It's all about God. Even the things I do for myself, I try to include God in it because I know that's the word of God that dwells in me. And if we just follow the word of God, listen to the teacher, listen to the bishop, listen to the other pastors on the line, that's telling you the right thing. Read that. Listen to what Genesis tell you, that God is the word. John 1 and 1 tell you that God is the word and the word is God. So we got the word of God to dwell in us. That's what keep us going. We get up and we go. We do what we have to do. We're doing that with God's strength, because sometimes you seem like you can't go, but if God give you strength, I ask God when things get a little rocky, I say, Lord, I'm coming and doing the best I can. Lord, carry me where you want me to go and share that love and that word with somebody else. Thank you for letting me share.
Amen, amen. Thank God.
Amen. Thank God for you guys. Joshua 1 and 8 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night.
Yeah.
Meditate. We're going to teach y'all that. Yeah. What do you mean to meditate? People spend a lot of time on everything but meditating. God wants us to meditate on his word. day and night. That's two times, night and day and day and night. If you meditating on the word day and night, when somebody asks you something, you got a scripture for them. When you meditating, it's going to be about the word. That's what's coming out of your mouth. That's what's going to come out of your belly. Shall flow rivers of living water, which is the word of God. That thou mightest observe, well, it says in that thou mightest observe to do according to all that is written therein. But then shall thou make thy way prosperous, and then shall thou have good success. Good success come by being in the word, because that's where you want to end up being. So, but just be strong, give good courage, be not afraid, stand on that word, do not be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whatsoever thou goest. Why? Because the word is in you. See, when you meditating on the word, you meditating on God. You got God in you. That's God. Okay. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Anyone else? Anyone?
Amen. Pastor, reading that from the New Living. Reading that from the New Living Translation. Joshua 1 and 8. It says, study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything within it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. Amen, amen. Excuse me, that was from the New Living Translation, Joshua 1 and 8.
Right, I thank y'all so much. I just pray that they come with God just going to let me just expose the devil in another way. You know, the devil, he come to steal, kill, and destroy. We read something, and it'll take a minute, but just like the Bible talk about the cares of this world, stop and think about that. You'll start praying, and you'll start caring more about things of this world, and you'll spend time doing that, which happens to be the cares of this world, instead of being in the Word of God. So you'll find yourself spending more time dealing with the cares of this world. And what he says at the, it chokes the Word. That's what happens. And when it chokes the Word, you will never be able to bring some 30, some 60, some 100 folk in the spirit world, not in the flesh. You won't be able to do it either, because the cares of this world. The Bible says, let me go there, because I think it's in the 7th verse. It says, some fell, talking about seed, which is the word. Some fell among thorns. What are those? And thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. People got the word of God, but because they are carnal-minded and they don't know the cares of this world is choking the word. God wants us to be fruitful with the word. It can't be because you're busy. Well, I got it. Like it's some people. And man, when I saw this over there in John 17, it blew me away. It's some people. Jesus said, don't even pray for them. Don't even pray for them. I said, what? He said, yeah. He said, because they're not of me. See, I don't pray for them. But now he prayed for the disciples that he don't take us out of the world, but in the world he'll give us the strength we need to overcome and to endure.
Thank you.
Let me tell y'all something about what Jesus did. Jesus prayed 1 hour a day. And I got scripture. I know Matthew 18 said you can pray all the time. But if you spend all the time, I want y'all to hear this. Now hear with your spirit, man. God wants you meditating in his word so you'll know what to say, how to say it, so you can get revelation knowledge so the body of Christ can go to the next level. But as long as Satan can keep us, keep our minds occupied other than meditating on that word and speaking that word, we'll never saw hearing. That's why he said, he that have an ear to hear, let him hear. See, everybody don't have that ear to hear. They ain't even heard God yet. They're busy listening to Satan's garbage. They're busy listening to him instead of having an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. You won't know what it's saying to the church until you're able to hear spiritually and not listening to Satan. Because guess what? He already there. The Bible says to come immediately. So when you figure out what immediately is, he right there. He right there to bombard you and keep that word out of you. That's what Satan wants to do. That's exactly what he wants to do to us. That's what the Bible says. Yeah, see, I didn't say this stuff. I just know there's revelation there. And God wants us to spend more time meditating. And that was hard for me to digest. I said, Lord, he said, yeah, I want you to spend more time meditating day and night. Meditating. What you going to meditate? On the word?
Yeah.
But see, Satan ain't going to show you that. If he show you that, a person mess around here and get saved. That's what he said. He said he'll get converted. You start meditating on that word day and night, you'll mess around and get converted. You won't love nothing but the word of God. He said, they may see and not perceive. See, people look at the word of God and they don't even know what they're looking at. He said they hearing it and they don't even hear it. How is that possible? And he's not talking to the world now. Let me be clear. He's not talking to heathens. He's talking to two group of people here. One who follow him by parable and the other that follow him by the Spirit. These are the two people he's dealing with. And it was a mystery. And everybody didn't catch it. Everybody didn't get it. Like today, everybody don't get it. You listen at the same word, hearing the same word that you all are hearing, and they don't get it. People don't get it like y'all get it. They're going to have this thing going to already be in their ear whispering something that ain't even what God said. But he'll be there whispering. I didn't get a chance to share, but since we're working in overtime, we was talking about immediately. Immediately is like a direct connection. Satan directly connected to your mind. Directly connected. That's what immediately is. It's without delay. So when something is without delay, for instance, Satan, right there, hearing that word, boom. It ain't like he got to wait till you digest. No, he don't get it before you digest it. He listening to you. The Bible says that he knows. See, immediately is instantaneously. Instant. It's just like when you get that direct contact, it's just like that once. Maybe we really should have got into that, what that means. Swift ain't even the word for immediately. Immediately, it's like it's right now. So how can he steal that word right now? Because he gets in your thoughts. He starts redirecting your way of understanding. He starts redirecting your way of perceiving things. And Satan can do that. Why? Because he's the God of this world. And see, you'll never be able to really hear God until you can get past that. Yeah, all of us got the word of God. We can all read that Bible. We can all read the scriptures. But do you perceive it? So that's what Jesus was saying over here.
Amen.
That's what he was saying. They couldn't yield no more word. You know why? Because they was into the fruit thing. They couldn't go nowhere else. They became fruitless. The Bible says that they heard, but they didn't even hear. They heard, but they really didn't hear. They saw it, but they really didn't see.
Have mercy.
That's what he said. He said they looking right at it and didn't even understand what they were looking at. Because they couldn't hear. Couldn't hear. You got to be able to hear with your inner ear, not with the outer. It won't produce anything. The Bible says, seeing they may speak and not perceive. How you going to see and not perceive? It's like you're looking at something and you don't really understand it. He said, and they're going to hear that they may hear. So the Bible says, and hearing they may hear and not understand. You know, somebody explain it to you, and you still don't understand. He said, but now, if they do hear, they do see, because you're going to see through hearing. He said, now, if they do hear and see this, they'll be converted, and their sin should be forgiven them. That's the way it has to happen. So that's why Jesus gave them the parable. He said, but here it is right here. If you'll know this one parable, you'll know them all. The sower sowed the word. Now, if you can get with that, you can get with every parable that's ever been taught. Now, let me explain what that simply means. This. Everything you ever learn compared with the word of God. Not with the world, but with the word of God. With spiritual things. For a better way of saying it.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're going to leave it there. And